let's begin. We're up to page 6. We are up to page 6.
Where all the gossip is.
Okay, page 6. Cost of Haravim. We're discussing the sugya Bal Yeroheh, Bal Yemotzei, Isur Lav of Achilas Chometz, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So he writes over here, Cost of Haravim, Paragimel, Dinches, Behasogos. On the Asagas of the Rambam, Zel Lashonai, Ulai Tofas Bezeha Mechaber, Shu Oiver Mishay Shos Ulamala, Below Yero, Below Yimotse, De Enoi Kain. Okay, he's coming to argue on the Rambam. The Rambam is coming to say that he made a mistake. The Rambam over here made a mistake. The Rambam holds that Yoiver Bal Yero Bal Yimotse, Yoiver Bal Yero Bal Yimotse on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. And the Ravid says, the Rambam, it's impossible. How can you be over on the loisaseh of Baal Yeroheh, Baal Yemotze? You're not allowed to have in your possession chometz when the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim. Bishla machilas chometz enochanam. It doesn't say chometz 7 days. It says, we had the Pasuk yesterday, Lesishchat olav chometz, which according to one interpretation means you may not sacrifice the Korban Pesach when you have in your possession chometz. So maybe that would indicate that chometz is also even Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But when it comes to the prohibition of having in your possession chometz, Baal Yeroheh, Baal Yemotzeh, the Pasuk says, 7 days, Shivas Yomim. So therefore, how can the Rambam possibly give you the impression that you're Oveh Baal Yeroheh, Baal Yemotzeh, Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Ad kan lashon, that's the lashon of the Ravid. Harei. So according to the Rambam, it is very clear that it is impossible to be over the loisaseh Baal Yeroheh Baal Yemotzeh until it comes night. The Hamagid Mishnah Kosav, the Hamagid Mishnah writes that the Ravid made a mistake in the Rambam. Because the Ravid seems to understand that the Rambam holds you are chayv in Baal Yeroheh Baal Yemotzeh mechatzoy sulamala. That's not true. The Gemara Rambam Sofer Kain, he also agrees that you're not chayv Baal Yeroheh Baal Yemotzeh. Avol kvar herich echa me'agadolim, the Eino Kain, bevadai the Rambam Sofer, no. Kifi, that's not so. Kifi shetofas harayvin bedvarav l'shitasoy shel Rambam bevaday kainhu. The kevon the sfiule the yesh lav alachila achatzoyz memele nichol achatzoyz gamlinim bal yeroham b'shivas hayomim k'moil yachila. The hashvisa have dum yad yachila. Removing from your possession chometz is dependent upon achila. The only difference is will there be chorus or there being a loisas. In other words, he's coming over here to say that it's totally zeb zed. And according to the Rambam we learned yesterday is a very big chiddush. The Rambam holds that after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, there is a loisaseh in Isser Lav of eating chometz. There is no chiv kares for eating chometz after Chatzos, but there is a full-fledged Isser loisaseh which includes malchus. We don't paskin like this, we learned yesterday. We paskin like the shittas that hold that there is no loisaseh. There is a bitulaseh of tashbisu. You have to remove chometz from your possession, but if you fail to remove chometz from your possession, you're only over on a mitzaseh. But according to the Rambam, that says that there is a loisaseh. Once there's a loisaseh of eating chometz, it automatically brings with it the loisaseh of Baal Yeroheh and Baal Yemotzeh. Mikol makom soif sof yesh lav al achar chatzos kmo l'chol shivus yimei an pesach. Okay, so that's the bottom line. The bottom line of the halacha is that we paskin the Erev Pesach after Chatzos. There is no iser loisaseh for eating chometz. If a person chas v'shalom eats chometz after Chatzos Erev Pesach, he is not in violation of lo yoichal chometz. Mimela, if you're not in violation of lo yochal chometz, you're also not in violation of Baal Yeroheh and Baal Yemotzeh. Because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, they're totally zeh bezeh. One thing that the Aruch HaShulchan does not resolve, how do we understand the pasuk that says 7 days? It says in the pasuk the word 7 days in reference to Baal Yeroheh, Baal Yemotzeh. So I guess he has a very liberal interpretation of 7 days, seven plus, seven and a half days. That's how he has to understand whatever it means. In Allah al-Ma'is, we hold there's no din ba'al yuwa ba'al yimotzei. There's no din Allah to say. The male, there's no din ba'al yuwa ba'al yimotzei. And the only thing that there is going to be is tashbisu, it's a bit of a mitzvah saseh. Next, Allah. So, what does it mean there?
That the time that when you shat the chametz, there shouldn't be any
chametz. Right? Al chametz dam zivki. So, yeah, I guess you have to understand that to mean it means the eating at night. It's going on the night time. I don't know for sure. You're in a chametz, it's Allah. Allah simply means the man's shchit. Like do not slaughter the Karm Pesach Olav. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
But the chametz is not supposed to be around. So
yeah, but that could be an Eser Aseh.
But this los sishcha, this los do not slaughter. I don't know. You're asking good. How are we going to learn halachah ma'aseh b'shat in the pasuk? I don't know. Let's go further. New halachas. Kasav haram and perak al din gimel. The in like a mishum lo yerav lo yimotzi elim ken kane chametz for pesach oichimsoi kadesh sheyase boi ma'aseh. Okay. So now, how technically does one violate the prohibition of bal yerav and bal yimotzi? The answer is you buy it. You go to the store and you buy chametz. Or you have dough, you go at home and you take some flour and water and you let the flour and water rise and become chametz. You add the two ingredients together in order to refer to turn into chametz. If a person does that, he goes to the store or he lets it happen, he makes fresh chametz on Pesach, and there's a hasra, there are witnesses, and there's a hasra, he has now violated the isser loisaseh, a double isser, two loisaseh, lo yiro'eh, v'lo yimotzeh, it may not be seen, it may not be found. Aval, but let's say, if im hoya lo yichametz b'koydim ha'pesach, but let's say you're just negligent, you have in your cabinet Cheerios, chametz deraisa, Cheerios, right? And now it's Erev Pesach, and you fail to burn it, and you fail to sell it to a guy. And now comes Pesach. You do not destroy it. You let it leave in your rishus. That's a very chiddush. You have not done, in order to be chayiv malkos, you have to do a maisa. A maisa means you go to the store and you buy chametz. I go into the kitchen, I take flour and I add water with the kavana to make it into chametz. And now the dough rises. But if I have chametz in my possession of Erev Pesach and I just leave it there over Pesach, I have not done a maisa on Pesach. So it's true, technically I'm chay for the issur loisaseh of bal yirah bal yimotzeh, I'm not going to get malchus because I did not do a maisa on Pesach itself. However, umakin oisay makas mardus. You don't get lashes, 39 lashes, but Bezin has the power to punish the person. Ad kan l'shayne. To call lav she'ein by maisa ein like in a law. V'hachi tani b'dasefta the makas hamishar b'chamet. You leave over chametz in your possession. V'amakayim or kilayim. Or another example, you have in your possession kilayim in the field. Two different types of seeds. They grow together, and you fail to destroy it. Ain a like a lefisha ain bezemaisa, you have not done a maisa. The hikshu love the afilu kanachamis a pesach. Kashav here is why you chayv, even if you buy afilu kanachamis a pesach, aichim soy, or you go and you make chamis, she also maisa, lama like a holahedia rina mipsachim, the called dalgi valira, hainu lav hanidical yase. We have a general rule, any lois assay that can be rectified with an assay, you're not chayv malchus. So if you have in your possession of chamis, you have an assay of burning it, destroying it. That every single moment of Chol HaMoed, you have an obligation to get up and to take the chametz and destroy it. There is no good answer. Okay, so the Aruch Hashem is going to come to the rescue. But so far, let's understand the pshat, let's understand the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you do indeed on Pesach buy chametz, or you do on Pesach create chametz, you're chayiv malchus. Question. Why are you chayiv malchus? It's a lav hanita klasei that can be rectified with the aseh of destroying the chametz. Ulanias daite answers the Aruch Hashulchan. Loi kosher klal. Hine yadua the haplugs of the malchus ibe inan kimoi v'loi kimoi ay bitloi v'loi bitloi. There's a machlokes if you need to be mekayim it. Well, let's see further what this means. Now, what does that mean? If it's the kiyum means, is it in your power to mekayim the asay? Av shaloi bitla biyodayim harei zeloike ayin sham. In other words, kimoi v'loi kimoi bitla biyodayim is you do a loi saseh. Let's talk about noiser. You have noiser or carbon. What? Avodah Zarah? I think it's about the sugya of being mekayim the aser, being mevatel the possibility to do the aser. Let's say you have noiser. You have kachin. Loi sosinu mimenu ad boiker. So loi saseh. But what is the aser? The aser is the handoiser. Mimenu ad boiker. Bo'esh tisaref. Let's say you put yourself in a position where you can't be mekayim that aser. Or let's say you do something to be mevatel the possibility of doing that aser by destroying, you know, just to burn it. Let's say instead of burning it, I do something else to it. Okay, let's see for it. So he explains over here now context, what this means in our context. Dilarambam kishain biyadu l'kaim o'aseh, if it's not in your power to mekayim the aser, av shaloi bitla, even though you did not do a maisa to prevent you from doing the aser, biyadayim, harei ze loike, that is enough according to the Rav to be chayim for the violation of the lois aseh. Now VMK, in our example, mimela, kisha yagia shvi shel pesach. So according to the Rambam, and indeed it turns out that there's going to be one very limited application of the halacha of when you're going to be chayif about the yerubal yimotze. Kisha yagia shvi shel pesach berego achroina shel soif hayom she'ein od shuchus lebaro harei oz loy mikri nitik liasei v'loiga sharei bitul loy mahani biyomtov. It's not possible to be mevatlet on yomtov. V'chol min bir kamo sreifa I'm a farer. V'zor leruch tzarch ma'atzman. It takes some time. Uberegach roina ef shalom. It's impossible. Therefore, look, that will be the situation where in the Rambam will hold that you get malchus. What he's doing over here, over here, is saying is that we're going to limit the case of the Rambam to the very, very last moment of Pesach. What happens on Pesach? You create chametz. I buy chametz or I create chametz. Now, it's not really possible to buy chametz because you can't really buy. Maybe you can buy on Yom Tov itself. But let's say you create chametz. Now you have violated the loy sase. What was the question? For this loy sase, you can't be chayav malchus because you can rectify the loy sase by mekayim the atzei of sereifa. Einochinami. You can do that the entire Pesach until the very last moment. But if I create chametz one moment before Pesach is over, I don't have the opportunity. There is not enough time left in the day to have the opportunity for me to destroy, to be mekayim the aseh of being mevayer the chametz. There's just not enough time. So since there is not enough time, automatically we're going to backtrack. I'm going to be chayiv now for the loisa. Now the loisa say is not a loisa say hanitik liasei. It's not a loisa say hanitik liasei because there's just not enough time for me to be mekayim the asei. That's how we have to learn pshat in the Rav. Now you'll ask, that's not so simple because there are opinions that hold. Even if you don't have the ability to be mekayim the aseh, you're still going to be chayiv for the lois aseh as long. You're still going to be potter for the lois aseh as long as you did not do a maisa, an action to be mevatel the potential to do the aseh. I'm not doing that in this case. In this case, I am not doing a maisa. I'm not doing an action here that's going to prevent me from being mevatel the chametz. I'm not doing that mice. I'm not doing a mice. I'm just sitting back and doing nothing. It doesn't matter. Even though you sit back and do nothing, if theoretically there is not enough time for you to be mekayim the aseh, automatically it's no longer in the category of a laf hanitik liaseh, and you're going to be chayiv for the lois aseh. So the Aruch HaShulchan is being mechadesh. He's severely, the question is a very good question. It's a very strong question. How can there ever be a malchus for creating chametz or for purchasing chametz on Pesach? Because this situation always is in the category of a lav hanitik liaseh, for where there is no chiyuv malchus. And the answer the Aruch HaShulchan gives is it has to be that the case is going where you buy the chametz or you create the chametz the very, very last moment of Pesach, where there no longer is potential to be mekayim the aseh. You'll ask me, so no, what? So what? In order to be chayav malchus, you have to do a maisa to be mevatel the aseh. No, the Rambam does not hold you need to do a ma'is to mevatel the aseh. It's enough if you theoretically cannot be mekayim the aseh in order to trigger the lois aseh to upgrade it from a lav hanitik li aseh to a stam lav to which you will be chayiv malchus. Yud. Venirli. The gamin nenem yechamez v'pesach en loike. Another halacha. Let's say you nenem yechamez in loike even shaloi achal. You did not eat. Another new halacha. What happens if the person has hana? It's Pesach. You found the sugya, the Gemara?
It's talking about a lot of things. It wasn't talking about a
book. Okay, so here we nearly the gamim in enemy chametz. Let's say a person has hana. You have chametz and you smear it on your body, or you digest it. You put it. You use chametz. You digest it in a way. You put it into your body in a way that you don't actually
medicine.
But you don't actually eat it. You are nene from the chametz without. Or you take chametz and use it for firewood for fuel, heat. Heat your house, whatever the situation is, but you don't actually eat it, so he holds there is no malchus. Even though it is also behanah, there is no chi of malchus for having hanah from Pesach. Only malchus only is when a person actually eats chametz. Even though the gam hanah mekol b'losh nachila, as we learned yesterday, mekol makom ein by malchus k'mashakos v'ramam berches malchus hashuas din tezayin v'zeloshoyne kol machal shu also behanah im nene v'loy ochal ein leike ad kan l'shoynoi. The time of the shaldavar bear the sefer hamitzvos lavin kuf pezayin v'gam sham in the movin. The reason is not clear. The Ramban sham kosav deloikin machloikis the Ramban and the Ramban. The Ramban holds indeed if you have hanah from chametz yichai malchus al hanah v'chemasha b'tay schulin u'mismag lavin reishon tes v'chein kosav b'shulta gibbon b'shem. I always forget what this stands for. The Riaz required Toichu Agdoilim B'Taimah Shal Rambam. Why is it the Rambam is a yochid among the Poiskim who holds that there is no Chiv Malkois for having Hana from Chometz on Pesach? V'anachnu Bayarnu B'Siyat Shmaya Taimah Shal Rambam B'Yordeyasim Papehei Sivu Lamazayim B'nei Shahana Hu Chilik Michelki HaMitzvah D'Chol Hachilu Yesh Hana V'Ikur Krohu Le'achila V'Aram L'Shitosoy B'Sev HaMitzvah Shoyer Shibayz D'Ein Loikin Rak Al Ikur HaMitzvah V'Loy Al Chilik Mimena D'Besham Kosav She'ein L'Chashim Chilik HaMitzvah B'Fnei Atzmai M'Mela D'Ein Loikin Olero Ayin Sham. So the Rambam Shita according to Orach HaShulchan is that a mitzvah has many branches, but you're only Chayiv Malkus for the Ikur. You're not Chayiv Malkus for the derivative of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo yoichal, lo yiochel. The Ikur is the Maisa Achila, even though it is also in HaTorah to derive benefits, since it's not the Ikur mitzvah, that's a derivative of the Pasuk in the Torah. The Mele, the Rambam, the Shitasik holds there cannot be a Chi of Malkus. Rishay Adinim Hanoigim Lachilus Isser, Bir Harabam. You did an avera, but your bezin cannot give you Malkus, according to the Rambam, for having Hanah. Now, the other halacha, the shadim hanegim lachilas isa biyir harama per yidal mamach lasuas, anachnu biyarnu misa deshmai biyardes, sham of poshut hu di isa rival yira in the pachas mikazayas. Okay, another halacha of a person, in order to be chai bal yobal yimotzei, you have to release a kazayas. You have to have in your possession a kazayas, v'chein ein shum chilik bein chomis l'shar l'sa'or. There's no difference between having chomets in your possession, having yeast, sourdough, v'dinei taruvos chametz v'chametz nukshim yesham yisrik abal yirah v'imla v'chein shoydinim v'sholachem yisbar v'siyad ha'shmai v'sim tov nebeis v'sim zayin. We have two more categories that have to be discussed. Each one is a shulchan aruch in its own right. A taruvis of chametz. If you have a mixture, you have some dish that has within it a mixture of chametz, and then you have chametz nuksha, which is hard to translate, damaged chametz, which in halacha is damaged chametz, or I don't have a good word for it. That itself is a topic in and of itself, which we'll leave for another time. Yud Aleph. Kasa haramam reish perik beis malchol sasurit. Reish pei beis mitzvah saseh min atar l'hashbis hachametz kodem zman isra achila shenemar ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu sami boteichem v'pi hashmu l'manu sharishon zehu yoyim arba asar period. Rai l'dovar Ze masha kasa b'toyra lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi kolayma lo sishachet ha-pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. Okay, so it says in the pasuk, ach bayoim harishayin tashbisu se'or mibateichem. When it says bayoim harishayin, what is yoim rishayin? Is yoim rishayin tes vav
Nisan, or is Yom Rishon Yud Dalet? We have a tradition that when the Pasuk says Yom Rishon, the Pshuta Shal Mikra means Yud Dalet. What's the Raya? Because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, at the moment when you're doing the Maisa Shchit on the Karban Pesach, which is clearly from Chatzos Ve'eluch, you may not have in your possession Chometz. Now it says ach is a split, which means part of the day you may have in your possession chametz, and part of the day you may not have in your possession chametz. Kiloimar shemachalek hayoyim the ad chatzos mutar b'chametz. Minatoy lach chatzos also umemelu kevin the hashpasa tzoch liyos b'koydim zman isur. Since the hashpasa must take place before the zman isur. Tzarech liyos hashpasa koydim chatzos. Therefore, since it has to be before the zman isur, we have to do hashpasa when at the 10th hour of the day. Okay, so he's laying out the yisoidos. We know that you have to remove the mitzvah to destroy chametz. When is the mitzvah to destroy chametz? When is the zman? The zman is to begin chatzos. How do we know that? Bayoyim harishain. Bayoyim harishain is yudalet. So why not destroy the chametz before the night, before bedikas chametz? Because it says ach cholok. Ach means part of the day. What part of the day? It says bayoyim. Bayoyim is day. So really, it's in the morning. But it says ach means divide the day into two parts, chatzos. So it has to be done before chatzos. The rabbanim were marching out of Avera. They said you should destroy it. We'll see now the 10th hour. Yud Beis. Umahu ha-hashvasa ha-amubita. What is hashvasa? The Amr Chazal, the Vidaraisa, the Bittul ba'al mosagim. In Atayra, it is sufficient to be mevatel in your heart. Perish Rashi. Midrashiv says tashbisu, v'lo yiksiv tivaru. Since it says tashbisu, does not say tivaru shma mina the hashvasa believe who hashvasa ad kan l'shain of unglas tergim tivatlun. The translation for tashbisu means bittel tivatlun, and batala is in the heart. Uvesifrei tanya, in the sifrei we have learned lo yeira elucha saar batel bilibcha bimavatlun, your heart. You don't have to do it in front of the people, it's enough to do it in your heart. I love Ayn Ches, Ayn Sham. Avol Das HaRamam, Beperik Beis Min Nedarim, Degam Min HaTorah, Ein Moil Deinoi Lebein Atzmai, Rak Bifnei Acher Tzoch Lafkir, period. Umidrabonon Tzoch Laf Bifnei Gimel. So he says a very big chiddush. Now when it comes to doing Bittul, according to everyone besides the Ramam, it's enough for you to be Mevatel Deinoi Lebein Atzmai. According to the Rambam, it's not the way you do bittul. You have to bittul in the presence of one other person. You have to say to the person, I'm being mevatel. There has to like be a witness, so to speak. And l'chatchila, you should do it in front of three people.
You don't have.
You've never seen this. I've never heard such a thing that when you say kol chamir v'chamir, you ever heard that before? You never heard this. We don't pass like this. But according to the Rambam, normally it's very strange because normally we pass always like the Rambam. We pass like the Rambam. But now in regard to this, bittul b'liboy is enough. Umidrabanan tzach lifnei gimel k'mosh shabiyanu b'zeh b'chayu shemishpah sivir shayin b'ez sivzayin ayin shavim k'en loy machani bittul b'zeh mitam hefker k'shemivat l'chameitz b'ena l'beino v'od b'hefker b'lev loy machani the dvarim shebelev enim dvarim. What is bittul? Is bittul midin hefker, or is bittul not midin hefker? According to the Rambam, it's not hefker. You have to give it. You need people. I don't know the details, but according to the Rambam, it's not enough to do beino lebeinatzmo. You have to basically give it, remove it with a stronger technique, which means you have to have at least three people. On them, kavanas rabaseinu keinu yud gimel devadai kishore advar and bittul ena kehefker. Mitamim, bittul is not like hefker. Mitam shavyanu avu chometz, shachometz is different. Chometz, the Pesach, enoi birushusa shal adam, the afkata, the malkohu, Sha'ashu behana. Chametz is unique. This being the chametz is asur. Is asur behana. The Torah took chametz out of your rishus. Uvi al karcha chutzil mi rishusa shel adam ella. The leinian iser bal yerohe hemid haTorah as a chametz birishus. So like Moshe Gemara, classic Gemara. Shnei devarim. There are two things. Einam birishusa shel adam. It's technically not in your possession. Yet the Torah went out of its way. Va'ason hakasav ki'ilu hein birishusa. One is bar birishus harabim. You do not own the rishus harabim. Yet if you dig a pit in the rishus harabim, the Torah made believe it's as if you own that piece of property, and therefore you're going to be responsible. And the second halacha is chametz mishei shos sulamala. The Torah took it out of your rishus. It's also behana. It's not mine. I'm not allowed to derive pleasure. Yet if you still take it and have it in your possession, the Torah put it in your possession to be responsible, to be over on the prohibition of chametz of Pesach. Ayin sham. Therefore, the gili da to be alma sagi. Therefore, that's what makes it unique. Just a gili das, a revelation. I don't want it to be my rishus. Sagi, the kevon shemagal ledaita she'ena roitza shekiyad rishus, mevadlo she'teyad kehafu the ara, memele yotza merishus olagamri. That's why how we paskin. Bechzeru sherogu loshon chacham mevatle beliba v'daitat chazal sein yemevatle beliba v'dayoy kolay mashrei ena berushusay shatora asher alav v'lechin gam bebitul b'leiv yatsim berushusay v'naseh kehaker. So let's review outside the side of the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is under normal circumstances it can very well be that we follow the sheet of the Rambam that if you want to be mevatle some of all I have in my possession an object I have. Whatever it is, Avodah Zarah, I have anything, whatever I have in my possession, and I want to get rid of it, I want it to be removed from my Rishus, it can very well be that it's not enough to be Mevatel in my Machshava, in my heart. It can very well be I need, and even if I say the words, it's not enough. It's a transaction. Just like when you want to transfer property from myself to someone else, you need a third party, or you need the second party. You need there to be a kinyan. You have to have at least someone else in your presence. It can very well be that in order to be mafka something, you need it to be done in a very significant way with another person standing there, or maybe even in front of three people. The exception is chametz erev Pesach. Why? Because chametz is something which the Torah is going to take out of your rishus. You have Hashem, Afkata Demalka. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself is going to take the chametz that's in your possession, he's going to rip it away from you when it comes to Erev Pesach Achatzos. Erev Pesach Achatzos chametz is also behana, we pass, at least at night. So you're gaining assistance, government assistance. There's assistance coming into the chametz. So you're already 95% of the way there. The Nela, now to go the other 5%, it's enough. Mevatloi beliboi vidaya. This is the lumdus of why it's really so easy to be mevatl chametz with just saying kol chamira v'chamira dika b'reshusei. It's out of your reshus. Yedalim. The gam. Ein lama do not say shelo hitiyad lo hitiyad tera rakul bitl v'loi bedika. So now, if that's the case, so why do we need bedikas chametz? Just going through all the lamas. Why is it not enough just to be mevatel the chametz? Just say kol chamira v'chamira, and that should be enough. Why do we have to go and do a search, seek and search the night of Yudalit? Become ein lema shalot hetir tar rak bitul v'loy bedika. She'ena me'asvara klal. It's not logical. Very b'chol isur hana k'mo b'asher v'litzul chametz tzivzat tar rak bedika. Rak bedika. This is an incredible lumnus, he says, is that look at all of the other dvarim ha'asurim b'hana. There, we don't have bittul, but we have bedika. When it comes to avodah zarah, nowhere does it say you have to be mevatel avodah zarah b'libay. There's no din bittul by avodah zarah. By avodah zarah, there's a din bedika. Bedika. Abay ta'abdun es kol ha'mekomus asher avdu shem ha'goyim. So here, when it comes to chametz, when the Torah says, when it says bittul, al achas kama v'kama, there has to be a bedika. It's a lomdus, a kal v'chomer. So rak bedika. So abatam alavada the lahakel v'chametz basa Torah shadai bebittul. So even though technically the Torah was lenient upon us and said bittul. Aval Peshita Shagan Bidikru Bihlal Kashvi, so Shemish Ain Ritza Bibitl, A person doesn't want to do bittul. He should do bidika. If they call him a kamo shemelachnis and mochem chametz, v'yivarum in olam, or b'streifa or b'shari dvarim kamo shiyusbar b'siftalid v'achas shabadak. Call him a kamo safilu im achakach nimtzah chametz eino iver minatayrus shari samchator alachazakas. Another halacha: if a person does bidika and does not do bittul, and then on Pesach you find chametz, are you over for Baal Yeroi and Baal Yimotze? So I would assume, of course you are. You have it in your possession. So he says, no. If I did a bedika, I checked all the places where chametz is not to be found, I can be simik on chazaka, that there's no chametz. That's enough in order to prevent me from being over min haTorah on Baal Yeroi and Baal Yimotze, even if I did not do bittul. So this bottom line over here is Kerenegul Chiddush, then in the Torah said you can do bittul. A bittul, the Torah is coming to make it easy for us. But certainly you can do a bedika, just a bedika without a bittul. The proof is when it comes to what the Zohar Torah says, Abe to Abim. So certainly Bedika is alone. And if you do Bedika, there's a chazaka, a presumption that there is no longer any chametz. And if you happen to have chametz later on, Oynis Rachmana Patre. So it's either one or the other. When the Torah says Bittul Tashbisu, which means Bittul according to the translation of the Targum, means Bittul, we're making it easy upon you to do Bittul, but really Bedika is good as well because of chazaka. Tezvav. Aval chachamim hitzrichu shnei hadvarim. Stepped in the chacham, they said you got to do both. Bedika ubitul sheloi ratzu lismech al habitul bilvad. They did not want to rely upon habitul bilvad. Why? Shebitul zed toli b'machshavta shalodim. Since bitul depends upon his machshava, and sometimes a person is not sincere. The ain there is same shavos. Not everyone has a good kavana. The evsha sheyakilu bikach, a person will be very megav lo yotzi milibon legamri. A person will not be sincere in his desire to mevatel lechametz. Ulchein therefore hitzrichu bedika. V'alzeh shaninu we learned arle abba asar boit kines hachametz. Therefore you have to, in addition to bedika, kloy mashle lismech al abitul min kolmakim gamla bedika hitzrichu hitzrichatzvil. But don't think so. I'll do bedika and that will be enough. No. Bidika is also not enough. Can I mean b'gemara? Ha-boidik tzarech she-yivatel mitam d'shema yimtze acha kachametz. Period. Unihid min ha-toyra eino eivel l'mafreya. K'mo she-vi'arno, even if you do a bidika, yinak mi eivel l'mafreya mikol mokom ha-yitzarech tekev miyad lavaro v'chashinan shema otei guluska yofe. You might from the Gluska Yofe, Vyachai Solecha, Ezizman Mut, Milvara, Vyava Baal Yerah, you'll find it, you want to be coin it, and then you'll come to be over in Baal Yerah, Baal Yimase. So the bottom line over here is the Chazal will Machmir, that a person should do both, should do a Bidika and Biddle, Mikra, then one without the other would be enough. But Chazal want you to do both. They want you to do Bidika, because if you only do a Bidika, because sometimes you're not sincere in your bittul, you're not sincere in the bittul, so therefore you have to do a bedika, and bedika alone is not enough, because what happens if you do a bedika, and you're samech on the chazaka, and you're not over bal yirabal yimotzei, but then later on Pesach you find the guluska yofe, so now it's in your possession, so you're not over, because honest rachmana patri, I did a bedika, but if you delay, you dilly-dally in destroying the guluska yofe, now it will trigger a chiyav of bal yirabal yimotzei. Tezai, kifi shabi'arnu zeu derech roiv rabbi sein, dimin atoira moyul oi bitul oi bedika. Bein mechametz hayedua aladam, bein mechametz shen hayedua aladam. Umidraban on tzach shnei advam, you need to do both, bein mechametz yedua, bein b'shen yedua. Omdam, however, the Rambam disagrees. Ber omdam, bediv haram per yish per kam. Yesh makam iyon shakosa, v'mash hi hashbasa, zu hamur b'toira, sheyivat loi b'liboy, v'yach shayv oisai ka'ofar, you think that it's das v'yasim b'libay she'ein v'rishusoy chametz klal. You have to put in your heart the fact that you do not have in your possession chametz klal. V'shekol chametz she'rishusoy harehu ke'ofar. U'chodavar she'ein b'yitzarech klal. Now, what does that mean over here? U'midivrei seif l'chapes, and therefore it's midrabanan, l'chapes, to search, achra chametz, b'machbuois, in the tunnels, u'v'chudim, in the cracks, so here's quoting the Rambam, and he's quoting the Rambam what it means, Tashbisa. The Rambam's kavana is, the Minatoira have a rak bittul, aval ein ze svara, Kimasha Kosav, Omnam, you would, at first glance, you would think the Rambam holds Biddle is a number that's incorrect. Omnam Kavanosoi Kein Hu, the Minatora Sagi, the Biddle, or with the very Sofim Lahachach Bedika, the Loi Bear Kan Kavanosoi Barichos Viraya Shreim Lashoine Mashra, the Medivari Sofim Sagi Bedika, Shrei Loi Kosav, and with the very Sofim Tsarach Gam Lachapis. Okay, the MS ain't a kind of a head of a boy dick tsarch, she vatel, the king cost of Rambam, Atzma per Gimel, din zain, with a lashoni, with a goma, lived like tsarch, levatel, ad halashoni, ela shalachosha, shlaharich, vidaita, kidas, kol hapaiskim. Okay, without going to all the details, but it seems that the Rambam is a bit misleading. Bottom line is, according to the Rech HaShulchan, Roiv Paiskim hold that ben HaTorah, one or the other is enough. When the Torah says Tashbisu, Tashbisu means bittel. And the Torah is coming to be lenient. You only need to do bittel. But if you want to go out of your way and do bidika, that would be even better. But if you do the bidika, you don't need to do the bittel. Halacha l'maisa, we do both. Because of the reason that we explain, because a person may not be sincere in his bittel, and a person may not find every gluska yafa with the bidika, and then if he finds it on Pesach and fails to destroy it right away, he will then be over in Bali or Bali Yimotze. From the Rambam, you get the impression that min ha-Torah, the only thing that works is bittel. And bidika is not enough. That's what it sounds like when running through the words of the Rambam. Not like what we just said, that min ha-Torah you can do one or the other. From the Rambam Mitzmashal, the only thing that works is bittel. And midrabbanan, you also have to do a bedika. But the Aruch HaShulchan said that's not correct. That the Rambam says beferish, the Rambam says that's not correct. That the Rambam Mitzmashal, in other places, the Rambam holds that mikra din, doing bedika alone would be enough. Halacha l'maisa, we do both. But the bottom line over here is that we are machmir to do both, but really one or the other would be enough. And the din of the Torah, of the hashbasa, is a kula, but the Torah certainly allows us to do bedika, like we find by Avodah Zarah, where it says only bedika and no bittul abe to abdun.
The summer's going away on vacation. They're going away to the hotel, right? And they're going away a week before. I know.
You
so
do bedika, absolutely, without a bracha. Without a bracha, the only time you make a bracha is the night before.
Says, I'm selling my house, I don't want to clean up my house.
You have to still do bedika. There's a takanas chazal to
do
a bedika.
You do bedika, there's still chametz in there. So how are you?
No, so you should leave. You should leave aside one little teeny section, one little room, one area of the house.
One room.
Set aside one room.
You do it on your bedroom where there's no chametz, and that's it.
So you do it on your bedroom.
You do one room where you know there's no chametz, and you do bedika in that room, in the midst of bedika. And then you do bedika also when you get to the hotel, wherever you're going away. Then when you go to the hotel there, you can make it there. If you have your own, you can even make a bracha if you have a new place. But on your home, you sell the whole home, you leave one area aside, you do a bedika without a bracha.
Even the rest of the house is full of chametz.
Right, because that you're selling. That you're selling.
Yeah, you're selling.
Halacha, yud zayin, v'da. Sheyesh nuscha b'ramam ha'iviyah b'kesef ha'mishnah b'loshen zeh mil mahu hashpasa. It's a new, another girsa. And in this girsa, it's a little bit different. Mahu hashpasa mor b'torah sheyosir ha'chometz ha'yidua loy mirishusay v'sheni yidua mevatlay b'libay d'mashma d'rak l'chometz she'eno yidua mahanei b'no. In this girsa, it says, one more time, sheyosir ha'chometz, I'm going back two lines, sheyosir ha'chometz ha'yidua lo mirishusay, period. Whatever you know about, remove. The she'ena yedua mevad lo b'libo. The hashpasa, the bittel, is to be applied to the chametz that you do not know about. In other words, the chametz that you know about, bittel is not enough. Bittel is not enough. You have to actually do a bedika. The mashma, the rak l'chametz she'ena yedua mahane bittel. Aval chametz yedua. Gam minatayra loy mahani loy mahani. If you know about this chametz and you have a machshav in your mind to be mevatel, it's not enough. Rak bedika, that you must do bedika. That is girsa, another version of the Rambam. Now this girsa has a major nafkamina that all the chametz that would change the whole nuzuk of the kol chamira. Aval docha kesef mishnah girsa zo de lehedya mucham begemar de leal kol min chametz mahani bittel shari loshna gemar bekam mekaymos mideraisa bebittel baal masagi. To lehed yemashma the alkol min chametz koi for the gemara it's mashma that bittel works even for chametz that you know about. V'yod yesh rais v'yudos v'baruchu the nuscha mutasi that this gears in the realm is mistaken. Oh, im hayisan nuscha zu chaz. If the Ram had this gear, so chaz haramam betigna. V'raya bruda shamagin mishna lo hizkira, that he doesn't bring down this girsa. Umiha yibaki b'div haramam yosef menu. There's no one that's more baki in the nuscha, the magin in the Rambam than the magin mishna. He does not bring down this girsa. And therefore, af al pish the gam b'kal b'kol by nimsa svara zu b'shem goin. Even though the kolba does bring such a svara, that bittel only works for chametz that you don't know about. It does not work for chametz that you know about. We don't accept this. This is unacceptable. Mikol makayim. Ein lon l'chadish dava shenoyv abasenu lo siulei kein. Omei ashatz lo imash mekein kemashu sha'amru. V'yeish min agdoilim shirotz l'kayim adivarm elu ayidei doicha kimradim through forced answers. V'lo yadati mi himritzam lozeh. I don't know who is forcing them, who's influencing these chachamim to go and to learn, to make this girsa correct. V'ika laflugei bin chametz yidua l'sh'ini yidua la midaraisa ika laflugei elu midarabonik moshin espar b'siyad ha'shmai. There's no difference between midat ha'ira, there's no difference. When it comes to bittel works midat ha'ira across the board. Okay, so we'll stop over here. We learned a lot of yisaydis, and the laws are in a short break.